Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Hello.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. How are you?
I used to find it so fucking funny when I was younger and I would spell it ho, ho, ho with an E when I was like 14. Like, and I would just, I was a menace in school. I actually had a thought the other day and I was like, I probably shouldn't admit this actually. I was going to say I was a bully, but I wasn't a bully as such. I was just teenagers being mean and all teenagers are mean. And I also definitely got my fucking karma back with other teenagers being mean back to me.
I wasn't a bully.
Can I just clarify? I wasn't actually a bully. I wouldn't mince my words.
Yeah. I was so hyperactive where like, I was just bouncing around and like whatever kind of came out of my mouth. And it wouldn't be like intentional like mean things like I despise you, I'm gonna like get onto you every day. It was more like a I'm so hyperactive, I literally can't control myself, so whatever kind of comes out of my mouth.
No, I mean mine was more just like,
but I never had like friends at the same time, which was jokes.
I think I went to a school where it was just normalized to be mean to everyone and everyone was mean.
Really? Like, people weren't that mean at my school.
It wasn't like oh my God, like if someone said something, no one would ever go, whoa, don't say that. Mm. Everyone would encourage the behavior. Mm. So I was mean to people, but all other 199 people in my year group were also fucking horrific.
Yeah.
So I
only 100 people in your year group?
No, 199, 200 total.
Oh, wow. Wait, so how many people were in the class?
Like, I don't know, because I was bottom set everything.
Were you?
No, I was only bottom set. I was set 10 in science.
Set 10? Set 10?
I was set 10 in science, set 8 in math, set 6 in English.
Wait, there's actually a set 10?
Yeah. There's like 8 of us.
Because you know how like set 5 is like the joke?
Oh, no, but we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And there was about 20 in each class. Oh no, there was like 20 to 25 in each class, but then like the lower ones had like less people to like.
Oh, we only had up to like, oh no, because we had... just like we had like double science, or maybe that was when we were older actually. You know how you had to do like double science,
yeah,
triple science?
Yeah, I did
science.
Double.
I done double, yeah. Double science was the best science group in like school, like the most jokes, because people in triple science were way too serious.
Well, this is what happened at my school. We got put into our sets and then the bottom two, so set 9 and 10 weren't allowed to do triple.
Oh.
Because we were too bad, which thank God, because I would have... I think my doubles was something like A star A and D, so I would have like failed one of the sciences if I did.
Wait,
triple.
What did you get like?
I did good at GCSEs. I got one A star.
One A star. The highest I got was a B.
I got one A star, 7 A's and a B. Yeah, I did good. But I was like naturally smart.
He's one of those people that do say, oh yeah, I was bottom set, but then like gets like,
yeah,
Dixie.
Because I was naturally okay.
Okay.
So like, for example, in all mocks and all like homework and stuff, I wouldn't put in any work, so I'd be like quite bad. Mm. But then as soon as I started to do a little bit of revision, I got really good.
Oh, wow. That's insane.
But then my brothers were like extremely smart and extremely hardworking, so I looked even dumber than I was. And it wasn't until I got to uni, I was like, oh, I actually aren't dumb.
At least you're hot. And you can dress.
Anyway, how's your week been?
Yeah, it's been good. I had my Friendsmas on the weekend.
Oh yeah, how did that all go?
Yeah, no, it was really good. It went so smoothly and it was just really nice. This year I was not hungover, like everything was organised.
What and did yeah, you cook?
Done a big fat turkey. Why are turkeys like £90?
Really? I've never bought a turkey in my life. I got
like a turkey from the butcher's, like
oh,
a proper
like
turkey.
A nice one.
Yeah, like not a frozen one.
Bougie.
Like I usually do. But yeah, they're still quite expensive. But yeah, no, it was really good. Done all, and like people brought food and we just got fucked. And like, it's just so nice to be in like one space and just with your mates and stuff.
Cauliflower cheese?
No one done. My friend did bring a Parmesan broccoli sort
Ooh.
Of thing. It was amazing.
That sounds delicious. I've never heard of that.
He's a chef. So like he came and he literally like was standing there like just like, completely like dissecting this turkey, where I would have like hacked it with a fucking like chisel. Yeah,
I wouldn't know where to start with it, but I'm also not a casual chef.
I'll just be getting that TikTok out straight away.
But I feel like you're a casual chef, so you'd be able to put two and two together.
Yeah, no, whereas I get that. With you, it would be like,
I wouldn't genuinely know where to start.
Yeah, okay, getting out the bread knife.
Like you've made roast, but you would be able to be like, well, this is like, you do this that way, so right. I'm assuming you would do the turkey that I would just go like at a knife and fork and start cutting. I wouldn't know how to fucking dissect
it. He all like laid it out and like cut and like, oh, it was honestly, it was impeccable. Like, you know when everything just goes very, very well.
That's
and
good.
It sounds like, obviously, at dinner parties, it sounds like, how can things go badly? Trust me. When you're like catering for like 17, 18 people.
It definitely can. Or even like timings can go badly.
Yeah, that's
like all of a sudden
thing.
Everyone's here and then like nothing's ready for another 2 hours and everyone's fucking starving and in a bad mood. And
and the vibe just goes downhill.
Yeah, trust me. I've been the person who brings the vibe downhill. And I felt bad, but it's like also like, don't invite me over and not have food ready.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, fact.
I went to Angel Oak.
Oh yeah, go on.
It was good.
It wasn't.
The food was actually quite good. It wasn't sublime.
Yeah,
but it was pretty solid.
Wait, is this for the roast dinner?
Yeah, so I had a turkey dinner at Angel Oak.
Oh, okay, nice.
And it was pretty good. I will have to say they were very. I don't think it's acceptable to give you one pig and blanket.
No. That is fucking unacceptable. No. Free minimum.
Yeah. I was like,
wait,
oh.
Is it like the cocktail sausage?
Yeah, with the...
Wait, a cocktail sausage? One.
Bacon, which is one.
Oh, hell no.
And the stuffing was like about the size of like, maybe like 250p coins together.
See, I don't know why, but whenever I go places, for some reason, like where I'm just so hungry, I always just give it grace if it's just like mediocre. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, this is like really good. No, I'm not. This is my goal for next year. I'm not fucking doing that anymore. If someone has given me one fucking roast potato, you're gonna, like, you'll know about it. my food will be getting sent back.
I feel like that's an age thing though. As you get older, you start to get more lippy.
Yeah, 100%.
Would you say something to a server if it came and there wasn't enough roast potatoes nowadays?
Oh, yeah. I will say something if something's not cooked enough or if I, more time, like, for example, it's usually my fault. So I like my eggs flipped. So if I don't say that and it comes unflipped, I'm like, oh, sorry, like, I completely forgot to say da 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 da. Or I'll just make it out like I forgot to say when it's probably their fault.
Also, can I just say, I know I'm a year late to this, but White Lotus is so good.
Is it not? No, White Lotus is so you.
I know.
So
but
you.
I had this thing where, like, when it was a huge, it was literally like this time last year, I'm pretty sure, and everybody was talking about it, and so many people were like to me, "You'll love it," but I was just like, I don't know. There's something about like the scriptedness of it and all this stuff of it, but I just loved. I love the characters. I love the scene. Like it
Have
was
you watched
shot
both,
beautifully.
Both?
No, so I only watched number two.
Oh, okay.
And then I was speaking to my friend about it and I was like, I really, really like number two. Like, it was like one of the best shows I think I've ever watched.
It's very camp though, number two. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. And then she was like, oh, I don't know if you want to go and back now and watch one.
Mm.
She was like, I think it might ruin it for you.
Mm, yeah.
Because she was like, it's not as good and the characters aren't as like great and it might be like... I don't like it's you should have done it one to two.
I never understood what like camp meant until I can now relate White Lotus to that. I don't know how to explain it, but there's just Jennifer Coolidge.
She's so camp.
She's so camp. And then obviously like the two girls. And
yes,
then,
I loved them.
Yeah. And did you, because I don't know if you remember, but they actually done like something for, I think it was Shavosky and Skin.
Oh yeah. I remember them because I remember them at the time doing it and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I remembered it in my head.
Well, at least you can celebrate it now.
Yeah, exactly. And oh my God, that British guy was so good looking.
Which British guy?
The one, I think it was he called Jack? The actor's called Leo Woodall. The one who was like the gay, the nephew, but he was actually fucking the gay guy. And in cahoots
with
him.
Is he Asian?
No. He was like a big, white, stocky British guy.
Oh, I need to see now.
Blonde, Essex accent.
What's his name?
Leo Woodall. And he like, and Jennifer Coolidge went in and he was fucking the old guy.
Oh yeah. Do I find him hot now?
So when I then googled him, I was like, oh, the actor's actually not that hot, but it was just the character that was hot. It was like his whole like demeanor.
Yes. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Because then I went to Google him and watch interviews, and I was like, oh no, it's not the same.
Yeah. He gives me vibes of that Irish guy in a way though. That's in Saltburn. I don't know.
Oh, I've not watched it yet. Saltburn.
Oh, I thought you had.
No, I might watch it over the Christmas period.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking to do. Maybe on a flight or something.
Oh, you mean, what's he called? Barry Keoghan or something?
Yeah. Oh God, I don't know what it is about him. He seems really short though.
Have you seen this picture of him and Jacob Elordi next to each other?
Oh no, but Jacob Elordi is giant,
but he literally looks like his child. But also, speaking of hot men, guys, Bad Bunny is single.
Oh yeah.
I'm so happy. Not that I'm ever going to have a chance with him, and I'm also in a committed relationship. However, he's like,
his eyes are too close together for my liking.
Thing is, why I think I find him so hot is that he's very like not caring about gender norms and like, but also is, because people
see.
No, yeah. So he's really like open. Like, there's videos of him like on live stream, like drunk, like literally like twerking, like a girl was twerking with him and he like turned around and stuff, like, but like fully going for
really?
It.
Really? Love that.
And like, he wears, I know this isn't like groundbreaker or anything, but for example, he wears things like nail varnish and I'm pretty sure he's quite a few times like worn like skirts to red carpets and stuff. Like, he's just fun with it.
I feel like I've seen him more.
He's fun with it. And he's fun with his fashion on carpets as well, which obviously a lot of men aren't. But also a lot of people accuse him of queer baiting, but I think we need a new word for that, because that's not queer bait, because wearing skirts and twerking and having nail varnish does not equate to liking men necessarily. Obviously,
what the fuck. No, I'm just putting an end to this queer baiting thing for my own sanity. I don't get how queer baiting is a thing.
So I had a good think about this the other day, and I think queer baiting I think queer baiting like kind of got carried away to men presenting or having fun with gender identity. So people really came for Harry Styles when he wore a skirt on the cover of Vogue, but then would refuse to confirm his sexuality because they were like, you're just using like the idea of being hyper feminine and the idea of appearing as gay to like gain attention and stuff without actually like.
But this is why I find it so frustrating as well, is because don't the same people want there to be like these blurred lines in between? It seems like they're like dying for some type of like wanting to feel involved in something that they just can't. Yeah. So like blackfishing, you can baitly see blackfishing, like, but queer baiting, the lines are so fucking blurred, like you're never going to get that. So it just sounds to me like people just want to find an issue and have a struggle.
Especially when sexuality is also such a spectrum.
Exactly, as well.
However, I do think there are, like, I can think of some, I feel like people, we need a different statement to, because I do also think, not necessarily Harry Styles as such, but there are like men out there who will like put on nail varnish for the sake of being not, okay, this sounds absolutely ridiculous, but, and also it's not really that much of an issue. But for example, there will be celebrity men whose publicists will make them put on nail varnish. It's like, that's not queer baiting, but it's a baiting in a different, it's just attention baiting.
Yeah.
Which is but not that, actually which a is, proper yeah. like issue, but it's a different word. But I think queer baiting can also be, like, I can think of it as like, for example, when Katy Perry released a song, I Kissed a Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think queer baiting is more.
Kissed a girl, sorry, yes.
and I think it's more of a normalized thing with women, because obviously we've grown up in such a heterosexual, cis man designed society that bisexuality in women is a lot more normalized than bisexuality in men.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, there's a lot of like space for like girls to sort of queer bait in that sense. Whereas men, when people want to associate men's queer baiting with like, he's wearing a skirt, he's doing it for attention. It's like, that's not quite the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's like also a lot harder for a man to queer bait because society's not built in the way for queer baiting to gain the same attention. As,
yeah.
Because we all see everything because of through
the eyes. Can we just go back to blaming men for just like making these issues? Like,
anyway, I don't know how I got into that. All I was saying was Bad Bunny is now hot and single. So yay, he's finally gotten rid of that boring girl.
Oh, I love you, Candy.
Do you really?
No.
Also, I sent it to Isla. Have we all seen Kai's third drop? It looks trash.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It looks so bad.
Has Kris Jenner seen this?
I know. I don't understand. This is real. This is a real fumble from her.
No, I need to know. And I don't understand why. I feel like Kylie Jenner's just not a good business person though. Like, I don't.
But then Kylie Cosmetics was such a hit.
Kylie Cosmetics was a hit because someone saw the vision in what she was doing and then like built it from there. I feel like now this is such a clear representation of every single thing that she's done, like from Kai Baby to fucking Kylie Swim and all of this stuff. Like, it just is not it, and it doesn't make any sense. Like, because, you know, that's an initial conversation to what we were saying when we were trying to guess what her brand was going to be. And we were saying we need to, like, it must be something where there's a clear identity to it. I get the leather stuff, because it was so pushed in my face that if I saw her dress or the jacket or something, or the trousers even, I would definitely clock it straight away, even though it all looks like it's from Fashion Nova anyway.
Yes, I would too.
But a fucking black hoodie, like, let's be fucking for real.
Also, the she fumbled it with dropping so much so quickly.
Yeah, it's just too much.
If she even did a quarterly drop, you would have clear images with the brand and you could carry it on. But monthly drops is too much to have a whole collection, because now your brand identity is getting lost. And on top of that, I don't know if you guys have seen the third drop, that the most recent one that she's done, which is the one that we're specifically talking about. It's very like, it gives like, it's basically like athleisure wear. So it's like tracksuits and like joggers and jumpers and hoodies. But it very much is giving Gildan. And this girl...
What does that mean?
Like, that the Gildan is like the sort of like... You know when people will like order a t-shirt from like a random website and get something printed on? Those are Gildan t-shirts.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's like the box standard.
Like Fruit of the Loom sort of stuff. Yeah.
And this girl did a review, and the joggers don't even have fucking pockets.
Yes.
I need joggers. I'm not spending, and those joggers aren't cheap as well.
Yeah.
I'm not spending a ridiculous amount of money to not even be able to put my phone in my joggers pockets.
It would have made so much more sense for her to do a line with fucking Kim Kardashian and do it in like a specific color set, like khaki and this and, you know, like colours that Kim Kardashian just hasn't done, and just fucking put it under the name like the Kai times Kim or something like that.
Or even just slow it down. I would love to know her marketing like thought and why she decided to drop so much so quickly.
It makes no sense. Like, what happened to people like wanting something?
Yeah. Cause I know she will have like a rhyme and reason to it, why she thinks it was gonna work. But I would love, because I literally can't think of a reason
and
why
also,
it worked.
If you have people wanting something, you kind of have like, you get to cheat in it in a way as well, because then people will be asking, oh, we want this and this, or
well,
we
that's
want
how Kylie Cosmetics originally blew up, because the original lip kits were so hard to get. They would drop every month, and like, it would be, people would be in queues and stuff. So she knows that it's literally worked in the past for her, so why I don't get it, like, at all.
Unless it's like strategic and she's just gonna come back, like, because that's what she used to do with her lip stuff, or was it some other shit anyways? What was it? I think it was like, like with makeup stuff, like maybe like to do with shades and stuff, when people said that that she would like do that rebranding thing. But then I just think it's a bit tired now doing a rebrand, isn't it?
Maybe she wanted to build it up really quick so it could be like a sort of Boohoo, Pretty Little Thing, Fashion Nova site for everything. But you can't do that at that price point.
No.
If you wanted to do that, I was about to say, fine, we don't need another one of those things. But you needed to do it a lot cheaper and worse quality, even though the quality looks trash anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Also, why did we also see Camila Cabello was with Drake on a boat and people think that they're dating?
Really? Oh, I did not see that.
Fucking weird. Camila Cabello is a weird celebrity.
Drake is a weird celebrity.
Yeah, that as well.
Camila Cabello is a weird celebrity, but yeah.
But Drake's like weird, like problematic weird. Camila Cabello is just weird as in like, I don't get her existence.
Camila Cabello is also mad problematic as well now.
Yeah, she is. But I mean, in terms of like, why is she still here?
Drake
is problematic, but also so, like, I get why we're constantly speaking about him. Like, I don't understand why. Like, that's what I mean by Camila Cabello's existence is weird. Like, how is she still a thing going into 2024?
Yeah.
That we still speak about.
That's funny.
That song was so fucking annoying. Havana Una. No. I hated
now
that
got
song.
In my head for the rest of the
world. Well, I love it when you call me señorita.
Do you hate it though?
I hated it. She's got an annoying singing voice.
Mm-hmm. Right. Let's get into. We said that we would only spend like. We said we'll only spend like a little bit on the intro, but let's get into what this episode is about. So this is our Christmas special episode. So we're just going to be going into what we do on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. But let's start with what our partners have got us, because Lewis is going to his family home and then obviously
we're spending Christmas separate. So obviously we exchanged presents earlier, because I was speaking to someone else and them and their partners have given each other their presents to open on Christmas Day separate. And I'm like, no, I want to see your reaction.
Yeah, 100%.
Like,
instead of that my boyfriend's text would be the most driest thing compared to his reaction. Because he's so shit on text. He'll be like, oh, thanks, babe.
And it's like, okay, I just spent a lot of time.
Literally.
So we exchanged presents early and I got him. What did I get him? I got him. Okay, this was a joke, but I got him an Udi. Because
no, because I saw someone you wear one the other day.
But
are you talking about the dressing gown?
Also, those, you know, the real Udis are like 90 quid.
Really?
I got one from TikTok shop. I was like, I'm not.
Oh, like you're using TikTok shop.
But I have like a, we have a joke, but we're just like something about like anytime I see. Oh God, I don't know if there's a problem I would say. I'm going to say it and you can tell me if it's a problem I would say and we can cut it out if it is.
You know, I'm never going to find any of it problem.
Anytime we see someone on TikTok wearing an Udi, we just associate it with them being smelly.
No, that is so fair. Because like, it's like something like, that you live
like,
in.
Do you wash that?
Yeah, because I wonder if we wash...
Right?
Yeah, yeah. No,
and I'm just like, one thing about people who own Udis is they will wear that
every day. Yeah.
And they will
that
wear
is
it
their personality.
Eating everything. So we always had an inside joke about it, so I got an Udi.
Is that the only reason?
Yeah. That's why I was like, I'm also not spending 90 quid.
Yeah.
What else did I get? I can't remember now. I got...
Did you get what you said to me in the car the other day?
Yeah, so his main present was this Kiko top.
Kiko?
Oh, no, yeah, I swapped it. Like, Kiko I can never pronounce the surname.
Oh, right.
I can never pronounce the surname. But it's, like, this black long sleeve top. It's really nice. It's, like, a vintage Kiko top. And I got him a COS top, some Uniqlo socks, all that kind of stuff. Like, some stuff from Diptyque, this under-eye cream. Just, like, things that, like, I'd heard over the years. Mm. And he got me... I'm officially a Seventh Stores girl.
Yay!
The black plain hoodie.
Oh, nice.
I was thrilled. I was very happy. Nice. And also a bag. Because
The crossbody bag.
I think so.
Yeah.
But I like it. So I like tighten the strap to
can
the tightest.
You?
And I wore it over and it scoops like really low, like to here.
Perfect.
It looks really nice. A lot.
Yeah, because my boyfriend, he has one now.
Yeah, I feel like the crossbody suits that straight man aesthetic a lot more.
Yeah.
Whereas it looks a bit off on me, the crossbody. But it looks really nice because it droops so low.
Mm.
But he got it, actually got it for free because he went to the pop-up.
Right, that's how...
Oh, really?
Yeah, the same, yeah.
Because he was like...
It first 100 people.
Yeah, and it was literally 3 days before Christmas, well, not Christmas, but when we were exchanging presents. And
perfect.
He had to wake up at like 7 a.m. because he was like, I have to get there early, just like, because if I don't get this hoodie,
that's
like,
a Christmas present in itself, waking up at 7 a.m.
I know. And I got like other nice little things. Like I got some like snacks that I like and some like cowshed cloths. And like, I got some, I really want to, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast, but I really want to build a really impressive magazine collection.
Oh, sick.
So he got me some old ID magazines, which are really cool.
Very good.
But like I want like someone to come into my house when I move and I want a humongous coffee table and just people be like, what the fuck, these magazines are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm bidding right now on like one on eBay for this Britney Spears Vanity Fair one from 2007 when she's like pregnant and naked on the cover.
Pregnant? With who?
Britney Spears.
She has a kid.
From 2007. Yes, Britney Spears has three kids, I think.
Britney Spears has three kids?
I'm pretty sure three, yeah.
Where are they?
They were living with her, but I don't think they're living with her anymore.
How old are they?
Teenagers, I'm pretty sure. Well, 2007,
yeah. Did she have custody of them?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. As of too recent, but maybe not. I think they may have moved out amidst her divorce this year.
Oh.
But yeah, things
like that. That's news to me.
But yeah, I'm officially Seven Stores girl.
Love that for you.
I'm very excited. Feel like it's my first of many.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
I feel like it's because he was explaining when he went to the pop-up, it is kind of like a cult.
It is
like,
a cult.
They were all like, do you have the cactus? Like, do you have this in cactus? And he was like, what's cactus? Like, but now
that
I get it.
That is actually my boyfriend. But, he is definitely part of that fucking
cult. But I get it now because I got it and I'm like, okay, this is my best fitting hoodie.
You will never find anyone can try and copy
the silhouette, the shape.
The silhouette, the shape, the materials, but the way Seventh Stores do it, like, is just unmatched. If you don't know what Seventh Stores is, it's basically a mid-range, like, black-owned...
Athleisure. Well, it's, like, kind of athleisure slash, like, streetwear.
Yeah, streetwear. So, like, joggers, hoodies, and, you know... You might not think that it's anything special, but when you see someone wearing a Seventh Store hoodie outside, it doesn't have to say Seventh Store on the front. You will know that it's Seventh Store.
But also, I think my main realization in 2023 is dressing good anymore is so not about a pattern or a brand or a logo or It's so much more about silhouettes of clothes and like the actual quality or thickness or the way they sit on
right.
you. I will now look at someone and they could literally be wearing, not saying that I look good today, but for example, I'm wearing plain jeans, plain jacket, but the way that the jacket fits,
yeah.
I can tell that you're stylish because you've like gone and specifically sought out a jacket that fits like that mm-hmm. rather than just finding one from ASOS. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because people just try, like, that's how I used to try and do way too much.
Yeah, same.
And just in a sense of like wanting to, that's what I was talking about with the fast fashion stuff the other day. Just trying to do way too much and just getting like the shittest quality clothes. And then the clothes run out, like, lose their life anyway. But when you actually invest in, like, don't get me wrong, Seven Source is not cheap in any way. However, if you get one of these hoodies, it will last you a fucking lifetime. And people, like, yeah, it's just like the silhouettes and like the way the hood sits, you will never ever find another hoodie like that.
And also they're like, they are at the end of the day, like elevated basics.
Yeah.
So, and they come in very colors that go with everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get your wear out, like cost per wear. It's going to make its money back.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you can't tell me what you've gotten yet, can you? Because you've not exchanged gifts.
No, I got a Seventh Sword, the jacket, the sumo jacket.
Oh, I saw that on your story.
Yeah.
But then you're still getting more.
Yeah.
Okay, princess.
I know. I get that princess treatment. I don't know what else I'm getting. Actually, no, I do. I know what one of them is anyway. Basically, I really, really, really wanted this. Fuck, I don't know what the brand name is, but it's this water bottle. It's not like a fucking Stanley cup or anything. It's, anyways, I can't remember, but like everyone in New Zealand had one. And I've been asking my boyfriend for one for ages. So yeah, I know that one of the shapes of the presents is definitely
right.
that. But then I know that he got me other clothes as well. And I'm just thinking like, can you relax? Because I just can't even think of like... I know what, anyways. He doesn't even listen to the podcast, but I'm not sure I'll say it.
We can wait.
Yeah, we can wait.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break right now, but we'll be right back after this to discuss our personal plans for Christmas this year and some of our favorite Christmas traditions.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. We're going to be talking about what we're doing this year, and Isla is no longer going to be in the country this year.
No, I'm going away tomorrow. You're not going to be in the country of England.
Technically.
Mm-hmm.
But yours is a lot more interesting than mine, so let's hear about yours.
Mine's a little bit more tropical. I'm going to Ivory Coast, which is in West Africa. My dad lives there for like half the year. So I'm going there, me and my boyfriend. We do not take anything slowly, basically. No, because it's like, we're like actually deep. I'm like, we actually need to fucking chill out and just like... take things, you know, one step at a time, but no, we don't do that around here.
It's that whirlwind romance.
It is. But I hope it just doesn't come crashing down.
Yeah, the highs are highs, but the lows are low.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't have any specific plans.
I was about
Christmas.
To ask, do you know what you're going to do on Christmas Day?
No, but one thing about, well, definitely where my dad lives is like, Africans don't really have like an organized sense of time. So like, and also like Christmas is not, because Christmas is a very westernized thing. So yeah. Christmas is like whatever it is here. Yeah. Everything is shut. Everything here is shut on a fucking Sunday, you know? So like, yeah, like things are open there on Christmas Day. You can go and you can basically do anything that you want to do.
Right. It's like a kind of a normal-ish day.
Yeah, more or less. But at the same time, everyone still kind of celebrates it as well. So yeah, I don't really have a clue. My dad said we can do whatever we want. His friend has an island, so I might go to an island.
Oh.
I know, like, it's just like random shit like that, you know?
Are you staying with your dad?
Yeah.
Would you be going out?
Yeah. Oh my God. So, like in the Ivory Coast, right? So we were looking at like places like to go, right? And like, obviously, if you don't know, my boyfriend is from New Zealand. He is like, his indigenous is Māori, and that is like, or people say Maori if like you're like, I don't know. Anyways. And they have this beach club and it's called Māori Beach Club, and everything is in like the language in Ivory Coast, which is like the weirdest thing ever.
Oh my God.
So we really want to go there, and yeah, that's it really. that's all I have planned. But I want to take my cousins out and go out, and then we're going to Ghana for New Year.
That'll be so fun.
Mm-hmm. Anything for you, darling?
Not really. I'm very chill. I used to go out, well, because my family live near/ the most nearest sort of civilization, but like center of town is a very small town, and there's only one club, and people go from the age of like 16, so it's like you don't really go out. Mm-hmm. So Boxing Day would be my main day, which was my main day growing up.
Boxing Day?
Yeah, because I think it's an up north thing is Boxing Day, up down south is Christmas Eve.
Oh.
Because I know Newcastle's big day is Boxing Day.
Interesting. Where's your nearest big city?
I'm smack bang in the middle between Newcastle and Edinburgh.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
It's like an hour each way.
So where'd you get off on the train? And you don't have to say.
It's like really specific. So it's like a stop.
Oh, okay, right. So it's not Newcastle, it's not Edinburgh.
No, no, no,
okay,
no, no. Cool, it's cool, actually, cool. I'm very lucky that I can get a direct train, which is super fast and only like not that far from my house.
Oh,
it's
fair.
It's like really like stupid that I can do that.
Oh, that is like, so interesting.
I shouldn't
yeah,
be
yeah,
able to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It just doesn't make sense. Oh, interesting.
But I'm very lucky that I can do that. But I have a very chill Christmas day slash, well, I don't really like I don't do anything on Christmas Day apart from I see my cousins who I see once a year, and they're a lot older. But it's like a chill thing.
Would you say you're the coolest in the family?
Well, yes, but
like is it like, do you know what I mean?
But a lot of my family still live in the town, like around, because a lot of them are farmers.
So is that straight up like they can't be cool?
Not necessarily, but I don't think the town's the coolest, yeah. So it's a lot harder to be.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The level of like what is chic is not the same level as London. So it's like
no,
the taste level is not. Or I'm like, for example, I don't think if I didn't move or if I didn't live in London or if I wasn't surrounded by the same people that I'm surrounded by, mm-hmm. my taste level wouldn't be at the level it is. Mm-hmm. It would be a lot lower. I'd probably still think like ASOS collusion jeans were the chicest thing on the planet. Do you know what I mean?
So I know it's what like, you mean.
And I was listening to a podcast and they were like, your surroundings in the area you live, you actually don't realize how much of an impact that has on your fashion
crazy.
Sense. Like people always
That's
talk,
like subcultures though, isn't it?
Yeah, like people always talk about like how much it changes your like, say accent or like music taste or all that kind of stuff, but obviously like your fashion, well, sounds kind of dumb, but your fashion sense is also part of your like brain makeup,
mm-hmm.
so it's like that's obviously also affected by your surroundings. Anyway, off topic again. It's supposed to be the Christmas Eve episode, we'll see about another.
So what do you do on Christmas Eve?
Nothing.
And what talk me through your Christmas day.
Christmas Eve I chill, and then in the evenings I might have like a Bailey's, watch the TV with my family.
Wow.
And then on Christmas Day, wake up, exchange presents, have a big breakfast. Everybody else in my family will go out on a long walk. I will stay in. And then usually my cousins will come around or I'll go to one of my cousins. And because my mum's family is very big. She's one of four.
Okay.
And all four have three or two kids.
Oh, right, okay.
And then the three or two kids also have wives and husbands who live with each other and children. Oh. So there's loads of us.
Are you the youngest?
I'm like fourth youngest out of like 12.
Oh, okay.
But there's quite a big gap.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my usual Christmas day. And it's not like, I feel like a lot of people, not big up Christmas, like we still have a big Christmas day, like we still do the whole big like turkeys and all that kind of stuff, and we still get drunk and exchange presents and all that stuff, but I feel like it's not, you know, like the girl, like some girls get like glam, some girls are like I'll get changed, but I'm not like, girl, I need to pull a look.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess like, no, I get that.
Well, what's your Christmas day in London?
No, like it is not, it. Well, I try and make an effort because any given day I will try and do that sort of thing. But yeah, I guess like if I was here now, then I would probably try and put a look only because I would want to take pictures.
You see, I have no one who would be able to take a good picture.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, could anyone like potentially take a picture of you?
Maybe. This is my brother's girlfriend for Christmas with us. Oh, fiance, sorry. Maybe she could. She can sometimes take a good picture.
Mm.
But I also don't think I have a background.
Yeah, I know. Like taking pictures in the house
is the house.
Like, unless you live in a fucking mansion. Like it's like...
Or it's even like the lighting.
Yeah.
Like it's just overhead. Like it's just gross lighting. I'm not...
To be fair, you need a digital camera and that's how you take good pics in a house.
That's true. But I'm not like bringing out a ring light for Christmas.
Any day, please.
But I mean, like, I know girls who like also guys, but I'm just saying more specifically girls. Because I am friends with the vast majority of girls. I don't have conversations with men. But I know girls who are like, oh, I need to find my Christmas Day outfit. Like, it's a thing. Like, they shop for their Christmas Day outfit.
I cannot imagine doing a Christmas Day outfit.
No, it's always something with sequins.
Yeah, it would be.
Sequins or... What even is it? Would a men's Christmas outfit, I guess, is like a Christmas jumper, like a knit jumper.
Yeah.
Or a
from
shirt.
From New Look.
I used to have a Christmas jumper from New Look with bells on when I was like 14.
Oh,
that was a patronising art.
Because I can imagine exactly what type of Christmas jumper it would be as well.
I was so annoying. Also, on Christmas Day, Bucks Fizz straight away from the morning. I'm drunk.
That's
all Christmas Day.
Scottish though, isn't it?
It is quite, but it's, I'm like, there won't be a time where a drink's not in my hand on Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that. So do you actually get like obliterated?
Oh my God. No, the worst was the Christmas in lockdown.
Really?
Oh my God. So
wait, what did I do Christmas in lockdown? Oh, I don't even remember.
Well, it was obviously just me and my four other family members. So apparently, I don't remember this. I only got told this like a week ago. I didn't know I did this. On Christmas, the night of Christmas Eve, I was force feeding everyone tequila shots. I have no memory of that. Anyway, on actual Christmas Day, I ended up allegedly ruining it. I think it was a bit dramatic. Because does everybody remember in lockdown that weird trend where it was like tagging people, like we were fucking 12 on Facebook again? Like, remember like 5K tag friends? Or like, so on Christmas Day, I had this thing where it was like downing a drink and tagging people.
What do you mean tagging?
Like on Instagram stories.
Tagging them how? What, just in the video?
Adding them. So like being like, I would get tagged by, say, I'm just going to like make up names. So say Sarah that was downing a drink and she was like, oh, I nominate Lewis. And
oh, yeah. I was like, I remember doing it with like Desperados.
I should have said nominate, not tagging.
Yeah. No, I remember doing it with like Desperados and I done it like, oh, why did...
I know.
Actually, I've got a very disgusting memory in my head, sitting in bed and downing a Desperados.
I FaceTime so many people that night. And basically, I was single at the time and I was desperate to be in a relationship. So I had like a lot of people on my close friends who were potential suitors. But this is I cannot believe I'm admitting this. This is by far the cringiest, most low, like, life thing I have ever done. I ended up downing like 4 pints in a row because I would down it and go and look at it. And I was like, I don't look good in that. I need to
That is so pitiful.
So I got smashed.
Yeah.
And apparently I couldn't eat my Christmas dinner and I ruined Christmas, but I think it's a bit dramatic.
Yeah, I think that's a bit dramatic. I mean, anything goes in lockdown.
I know. God, I was a beast in lockdown.
I was a beast in lockdown too, babe. I had done some fucking weird shit. I'm like, how are you actually capable of that? That's just... No, I actually done some weird shit.
Like what? You can admit one thing. I admitted one.
No, I actually can't because... I actually can't.
It's criminal.
Yeah, basically.
Anything you watch on Christmas Day?
Oh, EastEnders. But I watch that all year round because I'm not a fake like the rest. I will tell you something embarrassing. Well, it's not even embarrassing, but when I was like just turned 18, I went out on Christmas Eve, sorry. And I thought to myself, you know, like how your parents always say to you, like, don't mix your drinks?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, let's see what the fuck they're talking about. So I literally drank any and every type of alcohol.
What the fuck? To put it to the test?
Like, just to put it to the test. So I had champagne, prosecco, cider, beer, vodka, tequila. Like, when I say brandy, I had fucking everything. And yeah, then basically I had alcohol poisoning. But I wasn't actually that drunk. Oh, and then I got into a fight with a kebab man that night. And I got like my nose kind of bust, and then like,
so we're skipping details here.
Like, sorry.
How did we jump from? And I was trying all these different drinks, and then I was in a fight with a kebab man, and my nose almost got bust. And then
because my friend like basically fell asleep in the kebab shop, and
so you were out.
Yeah. So we were out at the Broccoli Barge,
right?
And you know, name dropping my this was years ago though. And then yeah, got in. And then my friend fell asleep in like the kebab shop, and then like my other friend ended up having an argument with like the kebab man, and then I tried to like split it up, and then I think he went to go hit my friend, but then, which is a guy by the way, but then hit me in the face, and then. I woke up with severe alcohol poisoning the next day, like green bile the whole entire day. I felt so sorry for my mum though.
Was this, so you woke up on Christmas Day or Boxing Day?
Christmas Day. This is on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Day, like basic. Oh fuck! Sometimes I actually hate myself. So I'm like, you're so like wannabe main character.
Like, no, but that's very. How old are you?
18.
Yeah, that's very 18.
I know, but it's just like, girl, like, and also I felt bad because like my dad was in Ivory Coast that year as well. So like, it was just my mom and my friend came round and.
This is what I sometimes think, because sometimes I think like, oh my God, the stuff I did at 18, my poor mom, but surely like that's, like, I also kind of think parents expect that at that age.
Yeah, I know, but still, I hope my child is not like that. God fucking forbid.
I was fucking thinking the other day, I was like, I don't think I would let my child go to a club before the age of 17.
Oh, hell no.
Because I was like, but people go.
Yeah, but back in the day it was all good, but not now.
The only reason why I wouldn't want them to go is because I don't think they should be in those spaces at that age, because it's a space for adults.
Yeah, no, facts. But I feel like because it was so normalised like back then.
Yeah, but obviously it's still normalised now. Not teenagers.
What 17-year-old is in the club?
There are definitely 17-year-olds in the club.
Okay, well, not in the clubs that I go to.
Well, yeah, I also think that. But like, like I don't...
Yeah,
like,
we I don't guess go so. To cl- I guess
so. Do you know
so.
What I mean? Like when
you, do you think that they still get in?
But if you think about the clubs that you went to when you were 16, they weren't the clubs you're going to now, because there were clubs which wouldn't ID you that much, but also there would be the freakiest, weirdest, like 30-plus-year-olds there because they... And it's like, why? It's not a space for people of that age.
I mean, I went to a club like a couple times when I was 17, but I went with someone that was way older than me. Like, I went somewhere in Camden and like weird places like that, but I don't think I went clubbing how people that grew up in the countryside went clubbing when they were 17.
It's definitely less of a London thing.
Yeah, because in London, like, you
get strict.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
I remember like getting trying to get bottles of wine, sitting down halfway through like a bottle of wine and it getting taken away from me at 15, sort of thing, like in front of everyone, like humiliated. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
I don't like Christmas. I don't dislike Christmas movies, but I just never would put one on. Like, I'm not actively like, I hate Christmas movies, but I would never sit down and go, oh, I'm gonna watch a Christmas movie tonight.
Do you know who I do hate is Jack Black.
Really? Why?
He's just fucking irritating. I was watching The Holiday the other day and he's so what's her name?
Gabby Hanna.
You know, yeah. He's like a male, like, boomer version of Gabby Hanna.
Oh my God, wait, did we all see the guy smoking crack on the tube?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That is so random.
No, okay, so first discourse I saw about it was... Sorry, if you haven't seen this, there was just a guy smoking crack.
Like on a crack pipe.
With like the tinfoil smoking it up. And it was on a packed tube.
And he was just chilling.
Yeah, it was on a busy tube and no one was looking at it. And the whole discourse was like, Londoners need to stop minding their business because like, what do you mean you're inhaling secondhand?
Depends what mood I'm in.
But also, I don't think you can get high from secondhand crack. Don't quote me.
Mate, hope on certain days, give me that baby.
But the whole discourse around it was that. But then I saw people viral tweeting being like, no, like, we need to give this man some grace because like, you never know what he's going through. I completely agree with that. But there is a point where it's like, no, you are in an enclosed space with children doing extreme drug. I don't think, like, I do think that there is a certain grace to be held. Like, addiction is an illness, but also at the same time, you can't do that. You literally cannot do that.
This is what I like when I think of like snowflakes. That's exactly what I think of, like people saying, oh, we need to like give grace to people that are smoking crack on a train
with children on in an enclosed space and no
children
exit.
Or no children, like you cannot be smoking crack cigarettes. Fucking if it was like a cigarette or even like kids vaping, I get like, I think, what the fuck are you doing?
No, there should be no reason why you're vaping.
Yeah, but
tube.
Also that's still an addiction.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, so like, we can't give more grace to someone smoking crack over someone fucking, either way, you stand outside, you smoke your crack. You don't need to be in a train smoking crack.
Yeah. That's what I was like.
No, I cannot
believe. And then
like
someone replied to the tweet, which made me laugh, and it made me think of you because like you're the only person I know who still says boomer because it's like turned to millennial, but you're still like boomer. But someone replied being like, "It's today. I'm today years old when I figured out my most boomer opinion is thinking smoking crack on the tube is not okay."
I can't believe people were viral tweeting that.
I know, and it had like thousands of likes. I was like, hello? I was like, am I getting old? And like, it's like, I'm the people who are like...
Nah. Maybe people think that that's going to be their life when they're older and...
Also, wait. Sorry, this is the last thing I'm going to say. Please go on my TikTok and go onto my reposts There is this girl who went to watch the Skepta thing at Drumsheds.
Oh my God, yeah, I love her.
And she was like, it was blah, blah, blah. And all the, like, she said it was
bad.
Oh,
I saw you comment on that. And it only had like a couple hundred likes.
I was crying full tears.
But why? I was going to ask you about that. Why? What was so funny?
I think
about
I was hungover as well. And it was just so, because she, but all these people were starting coming for her, being like, well, you don't, what do you expect when you go to da da da? And she was like, first of all, she was like, it's a review. I have been to the venue. I can review it. Like, what do you mean, don't go? I did not know that. I wasn't going to like it. Second of all, I'm not a raver. I'm not a clubber. And she was like, I don't go to these pillhead venues. She was
like, no, but like, first of all, she said, so this girl, she went to like watch, she went to Mastiempo, which is like Skepta's like rave, new rave thing, whatever. And it was like drum sheds. Me and Lewis have given our opinion. Well, I've given my opinion anyway. Did you as well?
I think I said, I get very anxious in venues like that.
Yeah, but it's basically the...
If you like those venues, it's a fantastic venue, I think.
It's an old IKEA. I don't understand why someone would like it, because you're literally like a fucking like cattle like in there. It's like very... It's, anyways, this girl has gone and she doesn't drink. And obviously she said that she doesn't... Well, if you don't drink, you ain't going to really do drugs, are you? So, but I just could not imagine like being in there like stone cold sober and not drinking.
That was me.
Not drinking.
I had like half a bottle of Prosecco and a double vodka, and then, but I had to be there. So I was there from 5:30 till 10:30. So for 5 hours, and I had my last drink at 6:30 because I was so anxious and the drinking was making it worse.
Oh, hell no.
I went to Pepsi Max instead and had Pepsi Max for the whole night.
The only thing that I just didn't understand about what she was saying was she was like, it went on for too long. Like, what do you mean it went on for too long?
Well, I think she went thinking it was a Skepta concert kind of vibe.
No, she probably went thinking, oh, everyone else is going to this, I'm going to fucking go as well. No, 100%. What do you mean? Like, most people don't listen to... I know exactly how people viewed it when they went.
Right.
And, like, I know because it's just... I just know. Like, I can't explain it, but it's just one of those things where it's like, yeah, like, it's bait, you know.
I'm going to get a ticket because all my friends are.
Everyone's
like,
going.
People
sort
on
of
social
thing.
Media are going.
Exactly. And I didn't know one motherfucker that wasn't going. Like, if people weren't at my Christmas fucking dinner, they were like at my Siembo, you know what I mean? And I think, obviously, people have gone thinking, you know, it's going to be, it's, first of all, drum chess is the least intimate. If I wanted to go to Mastiempo, I'd want it to be like the intimate one. Yeah. I think one of them was in like a old theater or something, which is like a lot smaller. This was like ages ago anyways. But yeah, fuck that, honestly. But yeah, Raven, if you're going to go to anywhere like there, you even need to be drinking or you need to be on fucking some hard drugs, mate. It's just such a like dirty venue.
It's
one of those sweaty ones, you know?
Oh, I didn't, it was quite cold almost.
Yeah, but you, if you're not standing on the outside where it's going to be cold, you have to be on the inside where it's going to be sweaty.
My main issue was it, and I think it might be because it's winter. I think I would like have liked it more in summer when it was warm and like you could go outside and stuff, but you couldn't go outside because you would be shivering.
But that's why I think it's just an all rounder shit venue, because even when it's in the summer, it's like you want to be outside. Like, you don't want to be in a dirty, like, metal.
Yeah, I guess true. But my main issue was just like very like echoey and like very like really high ceilings.
It's humongous. Like, and it's huge.
It just made me feel, and as you said, a lot of people were on very hard drugs around me, and I was having conversations with people and I was just like, oh my god, you're not here. And then like I'd have these booming basses like echoing. My ears were ringing when I would go outside. I was just very like out my water, out my depth. But the girl's review is really funny. I just found it really funny how she just like held nothing back.
I know.
She was like, don't be so fucking pissed off that you used your last £10 on pills instead of your children.
She was so pissed off that she went to that venue and doesn't do drugs. She was like, fuck. She was like, I'm...
Oh my
it's like
God.
When you immerse yourself in like one of those things where it's like, shit, this is actually like, what she wanted to try something new. And it was not for her. She was like, fuck. Babe, you're still not one of them. It's fine.
Oh, speaking of this though, I'm really stressed. And this is the final topic before we leave you. About New Year's Eve, I've got no plans.
Can't relate.
I know you can't relate, but I
are you going to be here in London?
Yeah. So
the way you're just grabbing your tits right now is kidding me.
So my whole, and I knew this was going to fucking happen. My whole thing was like, I'm not doing New Year's Eve this year. It's shit every year. I end up running around London trying to, I'm just going to go to the pub with some friends. I'm just going to do that. And it's now gotten to like, what, 12 days before. And I'm like, oh, I want to do something.
How is it 12 days before New Year's? That's scary.
And I'm like, now I want to do something. But all my friends are like, also have no plans. Mm. Or like, it's like people have bought tickets to events which are sold out. Or like,
can't you get one of your friends to do like a big house party? No one, and say, oh, I'll help you plan it.
No one wants to go. I don't think anyone wants to go to New Year's Eve on a house party. On or 10 days before.
Really?
People have their plans sorted.
Mate, I would happily...
Do you know what? Genuinely, I don't think I know enough people to fill a house party nowadays.
Oh, you'll find people.
But I don't want to spend my New Year's Eve with fucking randoms in a house party. I would rather go to the pub. Like, I was thinking, for house parties, you need like 50 plus people.
I just think with a house party, do you think?
Yeah, unless it's like, well, a house party and a gathering are two different things. Mm.
See, I wouldn't mind like an intimate like gathering, like just absolutely getting wasted.
I admire people who can do that, but for me, I know I'd sat in there being like, I'm so lame. Like, I'm so young and I'm spending it doing like the same thing my mum's doing. Like, these are my years to be going out and getting like fucked up at a thing. Like, I can't do that.
Yeah, but no one does like anything for us to be doing that.
Yeah, true. Last year, I just like party hopped.
That's why I always resent my mum, like, for. Love you, mum. But like,
my God.
No, because like when I, no, it's not even my mum, it was more my dad. It's like when I was younger, me and my friend, like me and my cousin, we used to try and go out every year. It's like we had parties and parties and parties on deck. Like if it wasn't a party, then it would be like us going and like training around central London, like having fun and really enjoying New Year's. Now I am like, I can't do, I'm too old to be doing that. So like, I have these big dreams of going to penthouse parties and rooftop this and doing this, and I don't get invited to that shit. So I just wish like I enjoyed it whilst I could, but I couldn't because my mum used to lock me inside the house, basically.
But also the other thing is, and I know everyone says this, but everyone says this because it's true. It's like New Year's Eve is never actually a good night because it's too much hype around it, to the point where it's just like, it's never going
to
be a good
night. That's
why
I'm scared about myself, actually, this year.
No, I feel like when it's in a different country, it's different. The vibes is just different.
I know, but like, I'm so funny about the vibe being right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, if I don't feel this, I have exactly a certain... And the thing is, what I don't understand as well is in Ghana and, I don't know, in Africa, like, they start very, very late. So I'm like, are you guys, like, doing your New Year's at 2 a.m. or is it 12, like, everywhere else in the world?
You spend your, like, countdown, like, mid-mascara applying.
Yeah, like, when are you doing, like, your countdown? Like, well, I don't get it. But anyways, I do have a friend that's out there and he's invited me to his event, so hopefully it's all good.
Oh, that's fine then.
Yeah.
But as for me, it's not fine. Like, last year, I spent most of my night in an Uber. Because I went to four different venues. Not this year. I'll hopefully have a fantastic story to all update you on.
Oh, I can't wait.
And I'm sure you will as well. But Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Have a fabulous Christmas, a safe and happy new year.
Stop saying Merry Christmas, looks, it's annoying.
Yeah,
now.
It's not fucking funny. It's not 2017. But also, if anyone has an idea for me for New Year's, feel free to DM the podcast or me.
Wait, new idea for what?
Like me to do for New Year's Eve.
Oh, right. Yeah.
If anyone is like, oh my God, I've heard about this party, let me know.
But it has to be the most extreme like
party. Yeah, like, I'm not coming to like your uni house in Nottingham. No offense.
Guilty.
I'm sure it's lovely, but like... Anyway, where can people find you, Isla?
You can find me on Instagram at Isla Loba and TikTok at Isla.
And you can find me on YouTube, TikTok and Instagram at Looking for Lewis. You can also find us on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Up Podcast. Make sure you subscribe and rate the show 5 stars. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode. Bye.
Ciao.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get 3 pieces of original recipe chicken, fries and your choice of side for just $4.49 at KFC. That's a serious size meal for a seriously small price. The original recipe deal for just $4.49. Do the deal until the 28th of April only at KFC.
Participating restaurants only. T's and C's apply.